Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. But that stock market, it's not playing nice, is it? It is not playing nice. Matter of fact, I was taking a look at what the stock market had been doing, and I just chose to go to the NASDAQ index. And the reason I chose the NASDAQ index is because it's actually the first index that popped up on my computer when I did a stock market chart search. Because normally, I don't really care what's going on in the stock market. Now, I really don't care what's going on in the stock market because I don't have any money invested in the stock market. But maybe you do. And maybe you're getting a little nervous. And here's why you ought to be getting nervous. Last Monday, just a couple days ago, the stock market did something that made your stomach do somersaults when you woke up. And it wasn't the fact that you were drinking bad coffee or anything like that. No, it's the fact that you went to your computer and you looked at your stock charts and you realized that the stock market, at least the NASDAQ, has essentially given up all of its gains, all the gains that it made since January 8th. Now, I don't mean January 8th of 2022. No, I'm taking you all the way back to January 8th of 2021. You heard me correctly. If you go and look at that stock chart on your computer and you go take a look at what happened on Monday, you're going to see. Now, in fairness, stock market does different things. Okay. So yesterday's results may or may not be indicative of what happened Monday. But I will tell you, Monday was not a pretty picture. So what does all that mean? Well, it essentially means that your dollar cost averaging. Yeah, that's what your stock planner, your financial planner, your stockbroker, whoever you give your money to when you're on cruise control of your investing, that's what they told you is going on right now. Their explanation of this is a good thing for you because the stocks, they're all going on sale. That means that you're able to buy more fractional shares of a particular stock because the cost of that is lower. And since you're in this for the long term, and when they say long term, they really mean long term. So most stock traders think that long term means a year or longer. Yeah, that's because that's the break point between short term capital gains and long term capital gains. If you hold an asset for longer than a year and a day, it becomes a long-term capital gains event if you make money. If you don't hold it the full year and a day, then you're subject to short-term capital gains. But my point is this, your financial planner goes even longer than that. They're looking out 30 years. Yeah, 30 years. So when it comes to dollar cost averaging, they're okay with it because they think that your retirement plan should be 30 to 45 years in length. If you're doing that, if you're on the long haul to retirement with your 401k or your IRA, or maybe you're picking your own stocks, whatever you're doing, 30 to 45 years is that's pretty much legit. And I hate to tell you that, but that's pretty much what most of America thinks it takes to become retired. Now, I'm in a different camp. I know for a fact that I was able to get myself actually physically completely 100% retired in less than 5 years. And that was after I had actually achieved something called retirement in the military. Yeah, they retired me, but even though I earned that pension, oh my, it wasn't enough to cover my household expenses. I had to go back into the workforce. Yeah, so long-term to me is really 1 year, but your financial planner thinks it's 10 to 30 to 45 years because what they want you to do is they want you to just ride out any drops that occur in the stock market. And if you look at a very, very long-term approach to investing, there's actually some benefit to it. But here's my point. I think the long term to retirement investing, it just doesn't work. It doesn't work. And here's why it doesn't work. Because you stay committed to things that maybe you're not even absolutely interested in. And one of those things might be a job. Yeah, you might have gotten involved with a career. And during the years of your working, the novelty of that career is worn off. I mean, think about it. When you were back in college, now some of you actually studied in college and earned a degree that translated into the work that you're doing now. A lot of you engineers did that. A lot of you accountants did that. But a lot of other people did other things. They got criminal justice degrees, but they went to work selling insurance. I mean, those don't match up, do they? But, you know, it's the same thing. You're going to school, getting a degree, because you were taught that with that degree, you're going to make more money out of college. And then you get on that long road to whatever you're doing. And then somewhere along the line, maybe you're an engineer. And maybe you're just tired of having your head dragged across the concrete tiles because you're working 60 to 70 hours a week for a very demanding boss that really doesn't care if you have a life. Because their attitude is, hey, I'm paying you, you owe me, so give me what I need. And they really don't care about you. So while you're doing this long-term investing and the stock market dips the way it does, if you've got another 10 years to go before you retire, yeah, you'll probably ride out whatever it is that's about ready to impact us in the stock market. But if you're like my friend Bruce, who recently turned 59 and a half, and part of his exit strategy was he was waiting until 59 and a half to start pulling his money out because he was going to avoid the 10% penalty. Well, he turned 59 and a half 2 months ago. Oh boy, I need to tell you what's going on with Bruce, don't I? Okay, when we come back from the break, I'll spill it. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Kirby talks about his experience at the two-day Financial Freedom Seminar.
2008 was my first full year as a financial advisor. 2009, stark contrast, my paychecks went down about 80%. I started looking for avenues to grow my wealth, grow my income. I found Lifestyles Unlimited. I joined in 2010. I started investing in both single family and multifamily. Between 2010 and 2015, I bought 5 houses. The two-day class, they teach you to buy 4 houses to make your first $250,000. I bought 5 and I made about $60,000 each. That was another $300,000 that I made because of real estate.
You've heard us and our members on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team in a city near you or online from the comfort of your own home for the Financial Freedom Seminar. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Use promo code 2022. Save 60% off the regular price, plus get a second year membership for free. Register now at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so I'm looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And depending on what you invest in, if the type of stocks that you're invested in mimic what the Dow Jones Industrial Average does, the news is a little bit better for you. Yeah, the news is slightly better for you. Okay, what I'm getting at is April 2nd of 2021. Where the Dow kind of was sitting at on Monday was representative of giving back all of the gains it had made going back to April 2nd of last year. Okay, so that's only a 9-month fallback. So you only eroded the gains of 9 months of growth in the stock market, and he did it in what, less than 2 weeks? Same thing in the NASDAQ. That thing eroded a little over a year's worth of growth in the same way. It didn't take very long for the market to peak and stocks to start falling. And of course, it does not hurt. It does not hurt that all of the news that I was looking at over the last 90 days, all was pointing at an overinflated stock market. Every time I opened up my phone and I was reading the articles that, you know, would show up in my little news feed thing. Yeah, I actually do that sort of stuff every once in a while. I would see, you know, well, Warren Buffett. There he is right there. He's on my phone. That's Warren Buffett. Guy's got a really nice smile. This is an article that was written by the Motley Fool that says, five Buffett stocks to buy hand over fist in 2022. Yeah, and that was published just today. It was just today. So I'm wondering if Warren Buffett's watching the carnage and he's going, okay, time for us to switch gears. Now, one of the other things that you probably did or did not read about was that Warren Buffett was actually exiting some of his positions. That's what Warren Buffett does. Warren Buffett, he's got this massive portfolio that owns, well, I would say that it owns stocks, but really it owns entire companies. Yeah, Berkshire Hathaway pretty much buys entire companies. So what Warren Buffett does is he looks at what are his assets doing? What have they been doing performance-wise? What is their potential to continue doing what they're doing? Or do they have potential to do better? Or is the potential degraded? See, Warren Buffett looks at his assets and he calls out the ones that he believes are underperforming. And then he goes out and buys assets that he believes will perform much better. Now, one of the things Buffett does is he goes out and he looks for businesses that are in bad shape. Yeah, he looks for businesses that, for whatever reason, they might have had a good idea, but they fell flat on their face when it came to implementing that idea. Or maybe they implemented the idea, but then they fell flat on their face trying to operate the idea. See, Buffett looks for those types of things because one of the things that Buffett is very good at is operating business. And actually, what I should say is the thing that Buffett is really good at is hiring the right people to run all of those business elements for him. Because trust me, Warren Buffett does not run every single business element he has. No, he has built himself an organization. An organization that manages all of his assets. And Warren Buffett invests in the stock market way differently than you do. He's not taking money out of his paycheck every month and putting it into a 401k. No, he's looking for underperforming assets that he can buy and turn into performing assets. Now, when it comes to real estate, that's kind of what we do. Well, actually, that's not kind of what we do. That is what we do. That's how we make our money in real estate. And the big difference between, say, a guy like Warren Buffett and me, okay, outside of, I don't know, what, $80 billion or whatever Buffett's worth compared to me, the big difference between him and I is our choice of asset classes. Yeah, Warren Buffett likes buying entire businesses, and he's not too concerned with what industry that business is in, because Warren Buffett's pretty smart. He kind of knows a little bit about a lot. And more importantly, he knows how to find the right people that know a lot more than him to run those organizations that he needs them to run. Well, we do the same thing in the real estate world. We do. And here's the thing I got to share with you. You can do it too. Believe it or not, you can do it too. So, Here's the neat thing. You don't have to start off being the Warren Buffett of real estate to be successful. No, you don't. You don't have to be the Warren Buffett of real estate. What you have to be is properly educated. Let me just be very, very clear. One of the reasons you went to school to get your degrees was because somebody told you there was a value to education. Now, when you got to college, maybe you continued to embrace that, and maybe you didn't. Now, maybe you were like me, who realized that once I got to college and all of a sudden I had all this freedom because my parents weren't around. That was scary. I lived through it. I knew that I had to have that degree to position myself to be more competitive in the workforce. I did. So there was a value placed on the education. It just may not have been directly related to the education itself. You see what I'm saying? I knew I had to get a piece of paper in order to get into the workforce and make more money than I would have made had I not gone out and got that piece of paper. That's what was instilled in me, and I'm sure that was instilled in you. But here's the neat thing. Education can be specifically for the information. It can be. And that's the way we've got it all dialed in at Lifestyles Unlimited. Our education is designed to teach you everything that you need to know to become a successful real estate investor so that we can get you started in your real estate investing career and get you focused on that very first property that you're going to acquire. And unlike the stocks that are in your mutual funds or whatever you've got, these assets, they're going to pay you monthly. Because one of the things that we're going to teach you is the importance of cash flow. See, one of the problems you have right now is that the assets that you're invested in are not producing cash flow that's coming into your household every day. How are you going to get retired without passive income?
Del Wamsley's Real Estate Investing Worst Case Scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. And in 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself who got started in 87 go, you know, you can really buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% on a savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. I said, well, what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right. I said I was going to talk to you about billionaires, so why don't we do it? I mean, I've already mentioned Warren Buffett. I mean, he's the household name billionaire, right? He is. Warren Buffett is the household name billionaire. And he's ironically, he's like one of those billionaires that most of us don't get upset with. Yeah, he's one of those billionaires that we don't get upset with. If I were to say Bill Gates, everybody that has a Windows computer went, oh, Bill Gates, I'm so tired of it. Okay, so you get upset with Bill Gates because of Windows. Okay, I get that. So that was my point. Nobody ever seems to get upset with Buffett. Nobody seems to get upset with Berkshire Hathaway. It's kind of cool. So I don't want to talk about Warren Buffett anymore because at the end of the day, Warren Buffett is not positioned to help you retire. No, he's not positioned to help you retire. Okay, he's got some books out there and stuff like that that you can go buy and read. Okay, yeah. Let me tell you about David and Leslie. You're going, David and Leslie? Who the heck are David and Leslie? Well, David and Leslie just happen to be the newest members of the Billionaire Asset Club at Lifestyles Unlimited. Yeah, you heard me absolutely correctly. The newest members of the Billionaire Asset Club. Now, I don't know if that club actually exists in Lifestyles Unlimited. As a matter of fact, I think I just made it up. But that's a cool, cool place to be. It's a cool place for you to try and get to. It's okay for you to have a goal that says, I'm going to own $1 billion worth of real estate. And that's what David and Leslie have. They have acquired over $1 billion worth of real estate assets that they manage in their real estate company. Now, here's where I'm going to blow your mind. I'm about ready to just blow you up. David and Leslie began as members in Lifestyles Unlimited. And I want to say it was 2006. Simple math tells you that they got to billionaire status in 14 years. Now, I don't know how long it took Warren Buffett to get to billionaire status. I do know that Warren Buffett's been a billionaire for as long as I can remember. But David and Leslie, let me just tell you who these folks are. So David, he's an engineer by trade. Yeah, he's one of those guys that actually went and got a degree that he put to use in corporate America. He was deep into engineering. I mean, he worked for some major companies. I'm not going to tell you who he worked for or what he built, but I will tell you this. Your kids probably have one of those in their hands, and it's not a phone, but it has to do with the game system. Yeah, he worked on that sort of stuff. Leslie, she was more in the medical side of the house. Both of them had six-figure incomes. They were working incredibly long hours for their organizations. They barely saw each other half the time. Yeah, barely saw each other. Because, I mean, now think about it. You might be doing this, too, in your household. You might be throwing down the 55 to 60-hour work week, and your spouse may be throwing down the 40 to 45-hour work week. That's how it is. And based on your schedules, you may not even see each other because she might be asleep by the time you get home, and she's already gone by the time you wake up. Yeah, that may not be how it works for you, but you know where I'm going, right? Okay, it was no different than that for David and Leslie. Very, very busy. And they had children. They had a family. They still have that family. And they got to a point in their life where they realized there has got to be a better way to do this because we're killing ourselves. We are just killing ourselves. So they started looking around for a better way. And they stumbled across Lifestyles Unlimited. And they checked us out. And they became members. And what they decided to do was they decided to invest in multifamily apartment communities based on what their goals and objectives were, based on the resources they had available to them. They decided multifamily investing was the way to go. So they got busy repurposing a lot of their money. Taking it out of 401ks, oh my. Taking that money out of the 401k and then putting it to work in real estate assets. And one of the things they figured out very quickly was that when you're a passive investor, there's not a whole lot of work for you to do. Yeah, you will get yourself invested. You will get all of your money into play. And then you kind of get bored waiting for the money to make you more money and come back to you. It's kind of a neat thing. So one of the things that David and Leslie decided to do, they had gotten to a few passive deals and they thought to themselves, why don't we syndicate some deals? Why don't we go out and buy the apartment communities and we'll do all the heavy lifting, and we'll make these deals available to our fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members so that we can help them get retired too. And that's what they decided to do. So David and Leslie went out and they bought their first apartment community. And they bought it with other Lifestyles Unlimited members who invested in the deal. But they had a problem. They had a problem. See, even though they had those six-figure jobs, they were also spending most of the six figures that they earned. So as a result of that, when it came time to get their financing, the lenders had a little bit of a concern with their actual net worth. Their net worth was not enough to allow them to qualify for the loan. So they were kind of in a rough spot. But you know what they did? They did what any other Lifestyles Unlimited member would do. They would do exactly what I would do if I was in their shoes. I would contact one of my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members that I know that has a very high net worth. And I would say, hey, I'll just use a name. I'll use the name Joe. So what I'm getting at is there's something called a key principle. What a key principle is someone who will come into your deal and they'll invest some money in your deal, but they're also willing to put their net worth on the line because they believe in what you're doing. And effectively what they do is they sign on the note with you. They become guarantors. And as a result, they bring the financial clout necessary to make all the lenders happy. And that's what David and Leslie did. They had to go out and find somebody who was willing to invest with them, who was also willing to sign on the note as a key principal. And they found him. And they got that first deal done. And that was the first deal that got them on the road to $1 billion in assets. Now, when we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you about just one deal they did. One deal.
Now, from the files of Del Wamsley.
Here are people right now, after 5 years, that are ready to give back. To be able to give back is the last and greatest level of success in life. When you're so good at what you do that you can help others do it, that is the ultimate maturity level. Why is that mature, Del? Tell me why. Because up until that point, all you really cared about was you. And now, you care about others. Now, don't get me wrong. To be interdependent, you have to care about your employees. Even in the independent stage, you have to care about your customers. So you first learn to care about your customer. Then you learn to care about your customer and your employees. But this last stage, my friends, is where you start to care about everybody.
Stick around.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So I'm taking a look at a deal that David and Leslie presented at one of our Lifestyles Unlimited case studies. Now, case study is an event where we get together as members, and the whole purpose of case study is to help our members become more educated. In other words, we do things at case study that allow you to see real estate in action. There's no other way to describe it. So let me just explain to you the case study I went to. So last week I went up to Austin, Texas, because Lifestyles Unlimited was having a case study up there. And there were three Lifestyles Unlimited members that presented information on deals that they had recently done. Now, the first presenter focused on a single family property that they had acquired. And it was pretty cool. I mean, they talked about the rates of return. They basically opened up their books and they showed everybody everything about the deal to also include all the financial information. Yeah, that's the neat thing about Lifestyles Unlimited. We do this for each other because, number one, we don't compete with each other. And number two, we want to help each other. We want to help each other learn how to do this, because when you learn how to do this correctly, you will get yourself on a path to retirement in 5 years or less. So then the second member got up and they talked for a little while, and they were talking about some single family deals that they had done, but they were also investors in multifamily. They were passive investors in multifamily, and they talked about some of the rates of returns that they had. It was very informative, really informative, especially for people that are kind of like, well, I kind of want to have some of my hands in the operations, but I want some of my hands outside the operations. Well, that case study example right there is perfect for somebody that wants to do both. And then David and Leslie took the stage. And I'll tell you, everybody who's a Lifestyles Unlimited member in Austin, Texas, and I'll add to that, San Antonio too. Yeah, probably in Dallas and probably in Houston. Those are major markets. And oh yeah, and then there's Phoenix. And okay, what I'm getting at is when I say the names David and Leslie, those names are synonymous with household names in Lifestyles Unlimited. Everybody knows who they are. They know exactly who they are. Now, you notice I don't give out the last name, right? I don't do that. I prefer to let my guests have their privacy. But if you're a Lifestyles Unlimited member, and I tell you that I'm talking about David and Leslie, and they've got $1 billion worth of assets, you know exactly who I'm talking about, don't you? And here's the neat thing about them. They presented this case study on Thursday night, not because they had to, not because somebody held a gun to their head and said, you must go in there and share information. No, they went in there specifically with the goal of helping other people in mind. I'm serious. Look, they don't have to go to our meeting in Austin and spend their valuable time talking about deals that they're doing. They don't have to do that. But they did it. And they did it because they wanted to, because that's part of our culture. That's part of our culture. So let me tell you about this deal that they presented. Okay. Now I'm not going to give you all the boring stuff. I used to do that on the radio, to tell you all the stuff you really didn't want to hear. So let's just get to the money piece, because that's really why you're here, right? It's all about the money. All right. So they acquired a property, 2018, 2019. Okay, I think they actually, if I recall correctly, they did acquire it in early 2019. So this thing was acquired prior to the pandemic. Yeah, literally like a year before we went into lockdown, back when, you know, life was kind of the way life used to be, right? All right, so they bought this thing for $32 million. Yeah, $32 million. Now, I know for a fact that David and Leslie have the financial wherewithal to have bought this property all by themselves. They could have bought this property all by themselves. Yeah, they could have come in with like 25% down or whatever, however they wanted to do this, and taken this thing down. But that's not what they did. They came in and they bought this thing and they made it available to other Lifestyles Unlimited members so that other Lifestyles Unlimited members could get the benefits of all the returns that they were about ready to create in this particular asset. Let's fast forward to 2021. Now, remember 2021? It wasn't that long ago. They sold this asset. They did. They sold it. You know how much they sold it for? Get this. It was like $78, $79 million. $78, $79 million. What it means is that everybody who invested in that deal doubled their money. Let me just break it all down for you. So they raised a total of $8 million. When the property sold, that $8 million that was originally invested, it all went back to the people that invested. And then there was a big pile of money left over. After David and Leslie had given everybody their money back, there was still like $7.5 million laying around. And that's called profit. That's called capital gains. That's called cha-ching. You heard me correctly. So let me frame this for you. 2019, David and Leslie bought this property. 2020, we went into lockdown. We had coronavirus. 2021, we were still in lockdown. We still had coronavirus. They sold the property. Most people would think, oh, they lost their shirts. Here's the real truth. In a little less than 3 years, David and Leslie almost doubled everybody's money that invested with them. Now that, to me, is the way you should be investing. That is the way you should be investing. Now, I'm not here to tell you that every deal you would invest in has the ability to return almost double your money every 3 years. Not every deal is positioned to do that. I'm going to tell you flat out, not every deal has the ability to perform that well. Some deals actually perform a little better. It all depends on the investment itself. It all depends on who is putting that investment together and how well they're able to operate that investment. David and Leslie were taught by us at Lifestyles Unlimited how to do all of this stuff. When they became members, we laid it all out for them. We laid out the entire plan that they needed to follow to become financially free, to get to a point where they could step away from corporate America, which, by the way, they both did, and they never looked back. Because today, they're sitting on over $1 billion worth of assets. And they're not done. Oh, no. Oh, heck no. They're not even close to being done. As a matter of fact, I'm always talking about goal setting, right? Okay. So these are the goals that David and Leslie have laid out for themselves. Now, these short-term goals, okay? A short-term goal is usually one that's about a year in length. Okay, it could be a little longer, maybe 1 to 5 years. It just depends. But let me tell you what one of their short-term goals is. To continue purchasing properties and passively investing, going for $2 billion worth of assets in their portfolio. Now, that to me is a great goal. And the doubling effect, once you get to a billion, it probably is not that hard to get to your second one, right? Because once you get to your first million, it's not as hard to get to your second one. Here's the other thing. Continue to pass on our knowledge of real estate to our children and other Lifestyles Unlimited members. Yeah, you heard me correctly. To their children, again, family, very important to David and Leslie, very important. And to us, other Lifestyles Unlimited members, because they're giving back what was given to them. And if you're ready to get started, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Now more intel to build a better lifestyle from Del Wamsley.
Now here's an interesting one, because it's an example of why people fail. So this individual wrote me an email asking me a question. He's not a member of Lifestyles. And I take those questions also. He says, I'm selling vacant land for cash without using a title company or a 1031 exchange company. Buyers providing personal check for earnest money and cashier's check for the balance. I will not deed property to buyer until person's check and cashier's check goes through. What do you perceive as my risk as a seller? I could give you 15 different risks all in one place. Everything about what this guy is doing is wrong, and everything about what he is doing is cheap. This is a cheapskate, mom-and-pop, slumlord real estate owner. Although he doesn't talk about any of those aspects, it's just raw land. There are thousands of things that go wrong. You could be sued for misrepresentation. The guy buys it, you don't have a contract, you don't have title insurance, and all of a sudden you find out you got liens against that property. Boom, he sues you, you lose everything you own.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.